to have the opportunity to actualize a method. So let's focus, let's pay attention, and we're trying to clothe in the friends so that we can hear all the things that the friends are saying through the group, so that we can come out of the lesson with hope towards the Congress of the whole world Kli, and then we will enter our next degree.
Yes, friends, we've prepared a workshop from the contents of today's lesson, and I've said the following: we're getting such opportunities that I never imagined will be revealed. The method is very clear. Everything is easy to understand. We're done with scrutinizing the method with you. So let's now enter a workshop. And we have a preparation text for the workshop. What does it mean to listen to the lesson through the friends? Love said the following: to hear it through the friends is when I want to clothe in them and to really want it to affect them, to be really sick so that the light will influence them as a medicine that will cure them. That's the meaning of hearing it through the friends. Again, what does it mean to hear the lesson through the friends? To hear it through the friends, that's when I want to clothe in them and to really be, to really want it to influence them, to be actually sick so that the light will be in them like a medicine that will cure them. That's the meaning of hearing it through the friends.
Now we heard that the 10 is actually a laboratory, and indeed from the time of the Ari, everything has been ready. We have to actualize it. So let's all focus the whole world Kli, and discuss how do we actually build this laboratory? How do we implement it? What are we going to do? How do we give an example to each other? How together can we enter this effort so that the Creator will be revealed there? Everybody should be crying out, so let's work together, friends.
So the question is, how do we build a laboratory out of our 10? So that it will make such changes in us so as to bring us into the complete eternal state like the Creator.
Yes, indeed, we are in a laboratory. It's very clear. First of all, we should take an example from Mexico, from those friends that the whole Congress for them and for us was, you know, for example, Yeshivat Hadarim was very nice.
This laboratory, like any advanced laboratory, has to constantly purchase new equipment to upgrade their devices and instruments so they're more accurate, and that's what we need to do, to find tactics, all sort of tricks to make the connection between us more accurate.
This laboratory, we make sure that it will be the center of reality and not what is surrounding us, which is the reality of this world.
So what are we working on? Each one of us tries to apply the advice of the Kabbalists in respect to the friends, and he'll see how this influences him, how it affects him. Next speaker. So, first of all, you just relating to the 10 as a laboratory, that's an approach that we need to enter and to work according to that approach. And now we need to see what I want to happen to me in that laboratory. How do I enter it? And then what should happen? How do I enter it? How do I leave it? And we need the Creator with all that.
And it's the understanding that the 10 is the only laboratory that can influence a person. And each time anew, we have to remember, recall our goal, the importance of the 10, and see how we can work together, full force, as one body that wants to discover the Creator, this absolute good, this eternity.
And a laboratory is a very orderly place. There are regular experiments all laid out and ordered, and we need to be organized very orderly, very fastidious about our framework, and only through that fastidiousness, this order, we'll be able to conduct experiments and see what affects us, what lifts us, what lowers us, what inspires the friends, to build it in a very methodical manner. To be a laboratory isn't just, you don't just say a laboratory, you need to build it up like something orderly, according to laws, and holy.
Yes, in the Creator's laboratory, there are small midgets who come at night and, you know, they mess up with all the things that you have arranged. Then in the morning, nothing seems to be arranged. So we have to be very patient and also decisive in rearranging everything each time, not giving up. Also, it's a laboratory that builds a prayer in you. Seemingly, it's the possibility to truly see where you are. And out of that, to ask of the Creator to see the truth.
All right, if those gnomes, those midgets are coming, well, it's already good if the gnomes come. I think it's a matter of sensitivity, because it's actually a very simple question. If we feel in Mexico, in Monterrey right now, as a 10, in a 10 or not, and if not, then it's something we mustn't agree to. I'm very envious of the things that the friends are going through in South America. And I think it's crucial that we don't wait, that we establish this new situation. I think that's what being mature is about. What the friends attain there, we need to form it, establish it by overcoming ourselves. That's the whole thing, to overcome, not to remain in the current state, to demand of yourself to come to a state of embrace with the friends.
Rav mentioned in the lesson about acting, playing. Each time we have to look not at what exists, but what I would have liked it to be in the next moment. It doesn't matter what I have before me now. I'm acting as though everything is corrected and everything is the next degree. It's already there. I just have to see it. This is how it should be in this laboratory. The experiment has already succeeded, and I just need to come in and see the results.
This research, this scientific study, Baal Sulam gives us through Abash, passes on to us through Abash and our teacher, and Baal Sulam. So we have an ability to measure, to gauge our progress. The more our connection tightens, then we'll be able to see how every friend will be able to live above all the states of this world.
We can see very simply how all of these things that Ravi is talking about, it's not even related to spirituality. These are just ways for us to work on our ego. And we simply have to actualize them. It's in this world, it's things that work, and we have experience with it. And we have to take it very seriously.
I also think that this laboratory needs to live according to what Gombash writes in his articles about the society. Once you heard it and it passed you by that there even are such articles that tell you what to do in the society, but now it's really painful if you see that you're not capable of implementing it in practice in the 10. And also the urgency, the necessity is clear. The necessity of taking what's written there and making it your lifestyle. And so those are the rules, the life of the laboratory. It's about the extent to which we can take what the Abash writes about living in the society and to apply it to ourselves. La 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 la
But we'd like to ask of the friends in the world clearly to be ready. We are going to ask of you following each question to tell us what should be the next question, also give some feedback from at least two, three groups in between. Now we will read an excerpt about what Rav said about the laboratory, what we talked about between us. Then we will continue the adhesion between us. So this is what Rav said about the laboratory. It is 10 people who wish to make a connection between them. That even though they're all different, each one in his ego is different from the other, and they're constantly changing, they want to connect in such a way that the Creator will begin to be revealed between them. And when the Creator will begin to be revealed between them, and they will start to feel His revelation, they will be able, as in a laboratory, to conduct experiments there, to make changes the way that they influence the Creator, the way that the Creator influences them. This is the greatest pleasure we can give to the Creator, that we study Him, discover Him. And in that, we can discover that His actions are in the good, as the good who does good, only for our benefit. And our work is for us to discover all the process He did before He created us, the way He created us, the way He arranged us, that all of this is in order for us to get to know Him and reach His degree to an eternal and complete state like Him.
Beloved friends, first of all, it's very inspiring, very emotional. Right, so every opportunity we have to sit together and to make another little effort towards connection, and even more so when we're now doing what Rav said to do just now in this lesson, those are holy moments. We need to embrace them, to hold them in our hands like a baby. I don't know, like a safety float. So Roslan, Bitsuev, and me, we were lucky enough to, during this Congress, in this past weekend, to be in a mirror Congress with in Izmir, in Turkey, with the second 10 there. So we'll talk more about the experiences that we had there, very, very special experiences that we shared. Now, one of those moments, I think we will all agree that one of the highlights of the Congress is the workshop. I think it was a very deep workshop where Rav delved into the matter of envy. It was very late at night there also, and he kept delving in. I think it was 4 a.m. there, and so it required a lot of effort to remain awake and alert in that workshop. But what I felt there is the whole Congress, what was so special about it there, that everything that we learned was so very sharp, many times more than anything else I knew thus far. And in this workshop about the envy, we sat there, 11 friends, we were there together for 3 days, days and nights. And in that workshop, it's advancing, it's developing, and every friend speaking just pulls me out of myself, as I've explained today in the lesson. Just giving so much energy, doing it in such an elegant manner. Really, they're so special, these friends there in Turkey. It's very, very sharp, but very, very heartwarming, so easy and light. And with every friend who spoke, I told Ruslan, it's amazing what enormous energy I got from all of you. The friends just pulled me. With every word they spoke, I felt how they're pulling me out of myself. It was very heavy, but with every question from Rav, you felt another weight bearing down on you. And then we felt how we give each other strength. It was really very special. Of course, not only in Turkey. It was special everywhere, across the globe, in all our hearts. We all feel it. So, yeah, so that's what we want to talk about now, right? How to organize things such that the friends will pull each other out of themselves.
This is what Rob said. He texted number 5, but I'll read it in pieces. I'm not sure if we are able to get the subtitles. Rav said, how do we actually bring the friends out of their niche, out of their hiding place, so that they will start to do something? For that, there is only one thing. It says that envy, craving, and honor bring a person out of this world. We can work on each other so that each one will feel that he's behind the others, that the society is already up there going forward, and in a minute, and maybe already, they will achieve godliness, and they are still down below. The person who starts to depict such a thing for himself, it's better for me to be dead. This is worse than anything. He's willing to finish off with his life. It completely erases his self, his I. So all that we have to do is to act towards the friends that we are already there, up there to some degree, and they unfortunately are still down below. In this way, you will truly help the friend to start conducting actions of connection above his natural resistance, so that he will feel this way. Where am I? I'm the smallest, the least successful. This is like burning fire, because when he feels this way, he can cry out from within. Then he starts performing actions that are able to lift him above the ego. So, how do we, but please talk practically, not in theory, how do we help the friends to pull themselves out of that hiding place where they're hiding internally and reveal themselves? How do we pull the friends out of their selves? Later on, we'll talk in the forum, Friends on the World Kli, also from here, share with concrete impressions, concrete advice.
How do we pull each other out? We constantly give a practical example of how important this path is to us, the 10. We don't forget that we're being watched, looked at, every moment. We want to give great inspiration to the friends. The measurement has to be not how much I learned, how much I know, but how much inspiration did I give to the friends and how much I pulled them out.
Practically, concretely, acting doesn't always work. Let's be honest here. It's not always that I see the friends as great. It's sometimes because they're so great, it's like, you know, you can't marry the princess. And if I don't have importance, then in such state, I'll do anything possible just to not feel anything. So I think what's needed beyond acting, we always have to try to act, always have to try to give greatness, that's clear. But beyond that, we have to discuss between us once in a while and scrutinize the situations and put the truth on the table. Otherwise, we lose friends. And I had a few other things to say, but I guess the Creator erased them for the benefit of the public.
There's nothing to give the friends other than love. And as the Rabash writes, and we applied also, every bullet makes a hole in the heart of the friend. I sit here with the greatest of the generation. I look at you one by one. How much energy you've invested throughout your lives here, and how important it is to just come here and serve you. And I think that this is the point of decision, where we begin to see. I look at the state that people go through, and I feel I'm responsible. Let's say in the 10, if people don't show up, So perhaps even if it doesn't move me so much, but I know it's up to me, and I know that through love we can judge everyone to the scale of merit.
It seems that any effort that you make towards the friends is what you get back. So if the question is about how do we help the friends, how do we help the friends pull themselves out of their hiding place, I need to help by looking at the friends around me in the 10 and one by one go over what did I do today or what am I going to do today to help this friend come out of himself. Whatever I will invest that day, this is what I will receive.
Yes, and of this it is written that this concern will bring each one out of his concern for himself. Each one in this 10 disseminates, whether if it's giving out papers or teaching various other things related to our connection, and persists in connecting to the 10 throughout the day, Zoom meetings and getting together on Fridays, and just to add more and more, to invest in the society. And by that, from that, you feel how the power of the 10 is a power that cares for you, takes care of you. It's not a specific friend, it's a common effort. You're being taken care of. And then you don't have this free time with which to think about yourself, because you don't actually need to.
I hear from Rav very clearly what he's telling us to do. It is to make the friends be envious. And with that, I feel resistance to actually carry it out. You know, will the friends think that I'm great, that I'm just acting? There is some resistance to actually do it. And if we feel that it's not working, then we have to check ourselves. What exactly are we doing so that it's not working? But it's very clear, Rav is saying very clearly, and not in an ambiguous manner, that we have to make the friends be envious. And for sure it should work. And if it's not working, we should check why.
We need to think of how to add more tricks, tactics, gifts that come in various shapes, and so to compel each one to come out of his inner self. There needs to be some agreement that we all want to go in that direction, to see that special point that each friend has, his internality. And we need to help each other, pull each other out. We need to think of tactics.
Yes, and the simplest tactic is to simply to serve the 10. That's it. I'm the servant of the 10. Whatever it needs, I give it to them. If they want me to talk, I'll talk. If they want me to write something, I write it. If they want me to send something, I send it. If we need to open the Zoom, we open the Zoom. So to truly serve the 10 each moment, to seemingly be the simplest and smallest slave, servant that does whatever they need, just like that. I don't know, I get a lot of inspiration from it when friends do it. In our society, I'm not looking for the great wise ones, but for those who actually do.
How to help the friends pull themselves out of their hiding place. So we talked about envy, and I've said that it needs to be like a burning fire inside. So if I try to remember, I see that when I feel that burning fire, when I see friends who are appreciated, let's say someone is picked for management of the society, and I wasn't even there perhaps, but it caused me to think, to want to do more, it burned within me. So those are things, it's something that we need to learn to do, and to also use honor, respect, and pride. We need to know how to awaken the friends. It's very important. Perhaps by using the Rabash's article coming out of that, the correct intention, as David described, that's also very important, but we just have to get out of our routines.
Only love will bring us to another place. You know, look at yourselves. How is it possible not to love you? Really, each one of you, one by one. Well, we forget. They take away this thing from us. But when we are in some peak moment and we feel each other, we see what great friends we have. But specifically, the fact that we don't feel it each and every day, we have to say thank you for that, and we have the possibility to truly be Adam, to do work here. Because it's clear to each and every one that everything depends on him. If he doesn't see the 10, he doesn't have this, doesn't have that, this is the place to invest, to come and act towards the friends. Guys, it's incredible. Huh, Shai?
We see that perhaps this is taken from us so that we have to rebuild it. So that's the goal. The goal is to see the Creator hiding each friend in his own hiding place, and we as if blow up all those tunnels, all those hiding places. We need to help each other just explode those. And each one can feel it on himself. If it was up to him, he'd enter some niche, and it's thanks to the friends that he comes out.
Well, dear friends, here in Petah Tikva, all over the world and in Israel, we want to hear practical advice for how to pull out the friend from himself. So you can put up the question marks on those little squares. You can put up your hands here. Does anyone want to get started here in Petah Tikva? Oh, here we go. Kola, yes.
Yes, so first of all, we thank the friends who created this workshop for us. It's excellent preparation for the Congress. It's very inspiring to prepare it as we are listening to Rav's lesson, such a powerful workshop. That's a great example that we were given. So the friends mentioned many practical things during the workshop. Also, it has to be expressed outwardly towards everyone. I had an example yesterday, Kola, for an hour and a half, created a special dance for us, a very special dance. It's an example. It doesn't matter exactly what the action is, but the desire of the friend to awaken the ten is really powerful, and it came into expression, and it's very touching. So it touches your heart. So the main thing is to just want to help, and then whatever you do is accepted in a good way, straight to the heart.
Other friends from the world, maybe, and broadcast if there are any groups with question marks, please show them to us here. Anybody here wants to add?
Eitan, can bevakasha.
Eitan, please go ahead.
Yes, we. The most practical thing, I think, is to just show the friends love. That's what the Rabash writes us. It elicits much more envy than anything else. Also, it really touches the heart. Yesterday, in the feast, I came late after work, and a friend, I don't even know his name, from Nahariya, started taking care of me like Arthur. Right. He started tending to me like a mother. And I really felt that he's living in concern for the friend. Before I even wanted something, he got it for me. It really works. And those are very simple things. You don't need to go very far. Just to show your concern, to show love.
We have friends from Monterrey who want to speak, so please, go ahead.
¿Qué tal, amigos? ¿Cómo están?
Good evening, friends. How are you?
Disculpen. Lo que queremos decirles es de que lo que hemos estado haciendo aquí.
What we'd like to tell you is that what we did here, you know, all the preparation and the congress that we had was just to create a gift for you. This is what we want to give you, the greatest gift for New York, so that they will feel that the work that they need to do is to engulf, wrap all the emotions that the world has and give this as a gift to the Creator. That what they want is what all of us want for them to do, and they will do it in the best possible way, and they'll do it even more in the Congress. And they're doing it with all of the emotions that we have, and we are giving them all the confidence that we are all together, all as one, will do it. L'chaim, friends.
Friends, do you feel the Congress? Do you feel how the airplane is just before takeoff? right? That's what it's called. When you fill fill it with fuel, and we're now preparing to depart for the Congress, that's what we feel now in all the groups. There are many mirror Congresses, very powerful ones, in Odessa, Koblova, in the Baltics, many areas all over the world. It's a global world Congress. And the great New York group, we're now in preparation. We see how all the friends are filling our sails with wind, and we'll do our work. Each friend needs to think of how to pull a friend of his from the tent, from the group, out of himself and into his heart. The Creator is with us. That's what the Creator wants from us. He wants us to build him through our connection. So let's think, and we'll read the following excerpt with the following question.
Excerpt number 4. When I live inside of the friends, there I find that suddenly there's some new area in my emotions that earlier I did not feel, and this area is called the spiritual world. This way, by coming out of myself into them, I discover a system, and the Creator is filling it up, and I get to know both the system and the Creator, and according to the intensity of my emergence out of myself to them, so I discover them on the spiritual degrees. This is our work. Again, excerpt number 4. When I live inside of the friends, there I discover that suddenly there is some new area in my emotion that earlier I did not feel. I was unaware of it. And this area is called the spiritual world. This way, by coming out of myself into them, I discover a system, and the Creator is filling it up. And I get to know the system as well as the Creator. And according to the intensity of my emergence out of myself to them, so I discover them on the spiritual degrees, and this is our work. A question for a workshop. Let's depict to ourselves the life inside of the friends. How does it feel? Again, let's depict to ourselves the life inside of the friends. How does it feel? Let's search for that new area inside of our emotions.
Okay, so at long last it feels like life, because every moment throughout the day you have an opportunity to discover this state which is above the black and white, not to be busy with all sorts of corporeal things, and that's the true life. In what we give to each other, in what we bestow upon each other, we discover a new reality.
It feels to me like concern that is built in us, in each one of us, concern about the other friends, what is their state each and every moment with respect to spirituality, what are they thinking about, what are they concerned about, what thoughts fill them up, what emotions, what desires. This is what you are preoccupied with.
I don't know. Throughout the day, it's a mystery that I have no idea how to solve. It's this world just swallows. It swallows up everything it can from you, but of you. But we have times when we're together where by force you must show the friends. You have to show the friends in the tent, and in general your devotion to them, that you don't exist and you're doing everything only for their sake, and you care for them, you take care of them in every way. So it's clear on one hand that the work is internal. We need to come to pray, and there's the light and many other good things. But with that, you need to use also your hands and your feet to walk and to be devoted to the friends and to do everything they need in order to have another opportunity for spirituality.
I think that there are special times in which we can feel what does it mean to live inside of the friends. We felt that in the recent South American Congress. We also feel it now. in a congress when we hear Rav's words and we try to attach to the sources. We have to search for those special times. When we have the routine, it's harder to grasp it, but specifically there to search in the routine, to keep searching for the friends. Where are they? You know, how can I strengthen the connection, attach to them more, judge them to the scale of merit, do inner work? Then you start feeling in this attitude, in this work, that you truly want to be inside of them. But it is work that necessitates the entire tent to build such an environment for each person that will always allow him to see the merits of the friends, the greatness of the friends, to pray for the tent. Thanks God, we have work. There's no shortage of it.
Yes, and also the workplace in recent times, you can feel that it's now between the lessons. We go to the lesson, we take energy from it, and the rest of the day is the time, the place of our work together. We search for that time between the friends as we get together, between times when we get together. This whole life has become our laboratory. That's what I feel.
To live inside of the friends is to hear how your soul is revealed, to see it, to hear it, to feel it. And it is a wonderful thing, beautiful and awakening. It's to live inside of the Creator's world. And for us to truly be rewarded with implementing it more and more. I wanted to add one more thing that when I noticed is that what we have in the lesson that we don't have throughout the day is Rav and the Kabbalists. Seemingly they are hidden from us, but we have each other. So I checked this topic, and I saw that if we are attached to the source and we try to read passages together, it really helps us to re-enter the friends.
I think that perhaps this is the greatness of this group, the central group. We need to create these states of the greatness of the friends, to generate them. That's the choice given to us. And if you go through the process from the beginning, when you receive this feeling, sensation, a very clear way, then you grasp it, as we said, then holding on to it becomes more and more difficult. And then from the schmaltz of the day-to-day, of corporeality, you make a step towards them, to be in them, not something else, because then it's the sensation of being in the friend, but it doesn't actually lead to being in them, and the Creator is great, and our friends are great, and look how beautiful. I'm really thankful to the Creator for giving us opportunities, teaching us from the mouths of the Kabbalists how you need to look at yourself off from the side and to be like that upper person who's connected.
Life inside of the friends, it means more and more to lower self-concern and shift this concern to the society, to the world. Now, for example, we will have a congress over the weekend, the New York Congress. What do I do in order for this congress to be more powerful, for the friends more successful? Am I just going to come Friday and sit down here, which is also something, or do I want to achieve something more? To contribute, to help, to support, to make sure. There are always opportunities, and now there's a worldwide congress coming.
So, also, parents are at work, they think of their children, perhaps not all the time, but nevertheless, they're children. So, the Kabbalists mandated that we work that way, and it's not just work, in everything throughout our lives. We measure everything according to our connection, and Eyal and Koka's efforts throughout the day, regardless of what's going on with them, they make an effort to think of the friend, of the friends, of the ten, above whatever is happening with them. Then a friend on the other side feels that. He feels it like the child. La 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 la
World Kli. World Kli. Moscow, Kiev, Odessa, anybody who can talk. Moscow.
Peter.
Guys here? Anyone? Friends, we want to hear impressions from the workshop. Are there any friends from the world who want to give us impressions from the workshop?
Friends, dear friends, everything that's going on here, everything that happens here, that's happening in recent times, through to this moment, is beyond the ken, beyond the understanding of everyone. Nobody understands. Bnei Baruch is the holy name in the heavens. Tremendous things are happening here. Tremendous. And as far as we're concerned, it's not about trying to understand it. As far as I'm concerned, I have to cut off my arms and legs to try to maintain the honor of the friend and the path of the friend. Things are done in the heavens. Love is doing things. It's nonsense to try to understand it. If a friend feels hot, I need to activate the air conditioning. If he's hungry, to bring him food. Let's help each other maintain this thought that the importance of the friend and attaining the quality of bestowal, that there's nothing else. L'chaim, friends, I love you. Don't think that I'm just being critical or something. To the contrary, love, carts of love, full of love. L'chaim.
The Moscow group, please.
Кто-то еще захочет, сказать, но вот мы с Максимом так встали.
Maybe somebody else will want to speak, but Maxim and I stood up, and we had this scrutiny in our tent, and we discovered that the yearning to live, to be in the heart of the friends, is actually the main yearning we have. We all very much want to yearn for it. Turns out that any desire of the friend that is aimed towards connection with the friends should be, for me, the most important. And actually, in fact, I have nothing else to depict in a friend other than this desire, this yearning. Because specifically this yearning testifies that the friend wants to bring contentment to the Creator. And this is why this desire in him is what I have to make the main one in me. And out of that, I have to yearn with all of my force to fill up the desire of the friends towards connection. What can I fill it up with? Only with my great love, my great annulment before them, my example to them, my yearning for connection between us, with all that of that same thing that I can do in order to not disappoint the friend with his desire for connection. L'chaim.
Hi, friends. The Peter Group, please.
Семинар подготовила группа Петах Тиквы. Вот просто.
This workshop that the Petach Tikva Group prepared. It's a full charge for 500 years. My pants are full of envy, as the friends say. how much they bestow, they from the left, from the right, they encircle me, the friends, they wrap me up, and there's so much lack. They breathe, they do everything, they live, they breathe with the Creator. What gratitude I have for the Creator, for this example, L'chaim.
Ebra Ovidji.
Dear friends, good morning. I had the privilege of being in some preparations for the congresses, but there was never such a thing. I never felt so much inside of the preparation for the congress, truly in the congress. And to live inside of this common field with the friends, one of the friends here gave this beautiful example about what it's like to be a mother that has a baby and she wants so much for him to succeed, and his success is her success. And this is how it is with respect to the 10. The advancement of the friends is your advancement. This is how you grow as a part that cares and wants the benefit of others. So, if this is how it started, it's going to be a very meaningful, very significant congress. L'chaim.
Santiago. Santiago.
Hemos sido criados y formados con una identidad.
We were created with a desire. The society, our parents, made us characters with individual identities. But what we've attained is to have a new identity, that of Adam Rishon. We've together attained this attainment, this very special process. We've become Adam Rishon. We integrate together with the friends. Today, we are not as we were created anymore. We are the new reality. The next Congress, the next steps in order to create the future society in the 21st century, the Adam HaRishon.
This is excerpt number 5. A question. What should I do in order to activate the system so that the light will work and flow through us? Rav's words. It says, each shall help his friend. We need to think about how do we help the others to rise. We need to think about how do we give each other an example for the spiritual demonstration. If I don't think about myself, but about how do I influence the friend in order to awaken him towards connection, so that in that connection we will awaken the Creator in order to give him contentment, if I think about them and not about myself, then we will succeed. But it has to be constant work outside of myself. As it says, beyond my skin, I will witness it, and from my flesh, I shall see God. This means that I can discover the Creator beyond myself. And where does myself, my I, end? When I think of others, then I'm outside of myself. Then inside of them, I discover the Creator. We need to think about that to give an example to each other. And then if we will enter such an inclination, such a perspective, and demonstrate it to each other this way, so that there will be such a spirit, for sure we will succeed.
Beloved friends, we've received another little gift. So the next lesson is, what? It's a congress already. So we have one last day for one last effort towards the Congress. So let's make that effort truly. And me, in my role, I'm the Shatz this week, and I really ask all the friends in all the tents, let's truly make this effort throughout this day, and we have this question. Let's decide together what practical actions we are going to implement in the tent throughout the day in order to apply what we heard from Rav during this lesson. Let's decide together in the tent what practical actions we are going to implement in the tent throughout the day in order to apply what we heard Rav teach us today in the lesson.
I'm a shatz in my ten, and I heard the deficiency of Gershon, for example. He suggested that we take impressions from there. We need to see how we can do it in a way that is not overbearing, so it will be purposeful and useful. I think that today we can carry out some special action in our WhatsApp. Let's say a wave of excerpts, all kinds of excerpts from the sources, and also things that come out of the Shatz's WhatsApp, where there could be very strong and sharp things there.
Last week, before the Mexico Congress, we got together, we had a little party with the friends, with the 10, barbecue. There was very special and powerful inner preparation, but also an externality. And the Congress turned out very powerful. So perhaps if not a physical get-together, let's do something virtually. Let's do like a virtual barbecue where we get together and we do it, I don't know. Something has to be out of the ordinary today in order to prepare for tomorrow.
Maybe Eyal will send us a dance every hour and a half, like Kola. It's possible to start with passages from this lesson that will awaken us in our meetings. What else can we do? I don't know, we need to think about it. To think about it, first of all, to cling to the regular meetings. And let's see what else we can add.
By the way, I like the idea of a physical get-together. Perhaps just getting together physically, perhaps it's worthwhile to have a meeting of the tents here in the hall on Friday before the Congress, because this really is a very powerful bonding activity where on one hand we calm down our beasts by food and drink and this warm atmosphere, and on the other hand we also release the points in the heart a little bit to connect even more, and we can really prepare wonderfully like that. You don't need to go somewhere. You can do this here, right here, in this hall.
I'm also in favor of this proposal, all the more so since we don't have an evening lesson today. We can simply take advantage of this opportunity and have a meeting, as we do on Fridays afternoon.
Yes, we can get together. We have a whole day. It'll be a shame to just not make use of it. We need to see how to help each other, as much as possible throughout the day. I don't know. Just simply to want, on one hand, and also in practice, to do whatever is necessary. We're right before a Congress, so everything is allowed.
Along with these external actions, how do we maintain the right intention? How do we maintain the connection between us? You know, what that warmth that we've achieved, the inspiration that we've achieved, and we want to continue it. It shouldn't stop when we get out of the center. So we should check, how do we combine the external actions, but also put in the right internal spirit?
Yes. Actually, those two ideas are both cool, them getting together. And so what you said, the virtual barbecue, I don't know. I like that idea. We need to check how exactly to implement it. You can do it, we can do it at my place, but it's not virtual anymore. So the idea is how to connect above the physical plane. It's very, we need to crack this. The world needs these tools. So we have a whole day. We have many actions that we can carry out in order to connect. So let's first of all make sure to do those. Later we'll add.
A virtual barbecue is also good for your diet. But it seems to me that it's worthwhile to, first of all, commit to come to the lesson tomorrow, to the Congress. That's the first thing. To help each other in that. And to give room to the friends to help in that, because that's where it all starts, that's where it all ends also. I now heard, when the friends gave us this workshop, many things that I didn't hear in the lesson. And I was listening to the lesson, even writing things down. So maybe we can prepare for the lesson. Each friend from today can prepare a quote or two for the friends and also talk about it. Scrutinize it. Why I chose specifically this for you, my friends, or all kinds of such things that will show us that we're investing in each other, so it will give me the strength and the envy and everything we talked about.
Yes, also about that social time, it's an example of how to actualize the lesson throughout the day. And I think a Kabbalist's preparation is we're preparing for the greatest, grandest event in life. So everything, barbecue, preparing a prayer for the Congress to feel that we're attend, responsible for the success of the whole Congress, to prepare our clothes, to prepare our notebooks. The smallest actions we can use to evoke envy in one another.
Everything Yossi said, we should simply do it.
And perhaps to also ask the friends from New York what they need, what kind of support they require, to be in touch with the friends from the delegation who went there, friends from mirror congresses, to try to feel that the Congress has already begun and how we can support as a 10. Perhaps there are 10s that require assistance or mirror congresses that need support. Perhaps the Congress in New York itself requires some assistance and some help.
Yes, and we should engage in that in our meetings. In the deficiency of the friends who are there in the physical meeting that is happening soon, the organizers, what do they think, what do they need to feel their tension before this gathering, to integrate with that, to be included in that, and to feel together as one clique, how can we enter this common feeling more and more?
Kiev,
please summarize everything and send us away to our day. Kiev, please summarize and send us out to our day.
Kiev, Vakasha. Sikumayom.
What kind of summary can you make of this? We're all preparing, packing up for the Congress. We're assembling physically in the Ukraine, physically, in Kobleva. And the summary is, we're all getting together, assembling into one united whole across the globe, one united Kli.
Yes, friends, and we in these rivers are flowing into the one soul of Adam Rishon about the which the friends talked about. There is no mercy over myself, only addition with the friends, with a common prayer. We're erupting to this day, erupting to the Creator. Lechai Bnei Baruch!
כן, ותודה לצופים בטלוויזיה.
Thank you to everyone watching the lesson. Goodbye.
כולנו כאחד, כנס קבלה לעם בצפון אמריקה.
We're all as one Kabbalah Lam Congress in North America. We're inviting all the Kabbalah Lam students to New Jersey tomorrow, May 23rd to the 26th, for registration and other details. Go into that website, kab.info/congress. A course in the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Lam campus is happy to invite you to introductory meetings towards the opening of a new course on the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah. These courses will take place over the month of June all over Israel. For details, you can go to the website or call the phone number. Now we will sing together. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching. Searching for light, my heart feels frozen. In this broken piece of life, won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. Won't you please?